Think back to the standardized tests you did when you were in high school. Did you ever get a math question like this?
Let's see, your town's population is predicted to increase over the next 3 years. As one of the town's planners, you were asked to address this issue in terms of the town's water supply.
Mary Moriarty, assistant superintendent from Rochester, reads a task that would be given in a geometry class.
Proposal to add a water tower somewhere on town property that will be capable of holding 45,000 cubic feet of water. So, again, another real-world application, and they're applying the geometry pieces.
Another example. A student is told their parents won the lottery and is asked whether they should take the money as a single payment or installments, given that they're saving for retirement. These are the types of questions that are showing up in front of students in four districts. About a month ago, those districts learned the federal government will allow them to use these tests to cut the number of times their students take the new statewide standardized test, called the Smarter Balanced, from 7 to 3. Teachers in these districts believe these long, multi-part questions are a better barometer of whether kids are learning the things they need to know.
Years ago, we probably would have just asked somebody to graph an equation. We would have already given them an equation and asked them to graph it. Now we're giving them a scenario, and they have to take the math they know to create the analysis for that scenario.
You can't possibly answer one of these performance assessments by just filling in a bubble. And of course, you can't grade them as easily either. So when teachers in these New Hampshire districts wrote these tasks earlier this year and last year, that was only half the job.
Okay, folks, we're going to get started.
So math, English, and science teachers from the Epping, Rochester, and Sanborn school districts are trying to calibrate their grading. To hear Sanborn's assistant principal, Michael Termel, say it, there are a lot of expectations heaped on the shoulders of these teachers.
When we talk about the Smarter Balance, there are psychometricians who've worked for years on this test.
That's psychometricians, the experts who design tests.
Right, so there's validity, reliability, fairness, equity in the system. Today is all about the scoring and calibration. So it has to be at a scientific level to the point where we can say that our work meets those criteria.
Today, these teachers are working on the basics of psychometrics.
Reading and scoring, you have 45 seconds.
They sit down in groups and all read the same essay, and then they share their grades on a scale of 1 to 4. This group, which included Sanborn English teacher Aaron Cass, was reviewing an essay students had to write to the local school board opposing or supporting a cut in the athletics budget.
I have trouble overall going with much above a 2 for most of it because I feel like the writer sort of co-opted the prompt and was like, arts, and it's like...
They score the essay on a number of criteria, organization, evidence, grammar, and vocabulary, and then compare what they've come up with. That last bit can be tricky.
Grading is really personal, just like teaching is very personal, and sometimes you don't want to hurt other people's feelings.
Crystal Lavoie is a 9th grade teacher at Sanborn. She says it doesn't take long before teachers start to converge on the same score.
You want to make sure that you're grading things as fairly as your peers are too, and you know, you have to have these discussions as a large group, talk as a group about what does it mean to have something skillfully constructed. Does it have, you know, conjunctions in it? Is it a compound sentence? What do those things look like? And you can't do that until you talk to other people about what that looks like.
This is the process known as calibration. And according to Scott Marion, a consultant from the New Hampshire-based Center for Assessment that's been working with the state to develop the PACE pilot program, it works remarkably well.
The ultimate arbiter of comparability is the student work, because that doesn't lie.
Marion says teachers are working from a shared rubric or scoring guide.
But the problem with just scoring guides is you could interpret the words one way, I could interpret another way. So we create anchor papers, and we come to agreement on that. And so then when I see a new paper, I say, what does it look like compared to these papers? That is it a borderline 3? Is it a prototypical 3? Is it a high 3?
And he says after the training, typically 85% of teachers give essays the same score, and 95% are within 1 point of one another. They're calibrated. This has all been done before. For instance, the people who score the essay sections of other standardized tests all have to calibrate. But in New Hampshire, eventually, the Department of Education would like the PACE program to expand to every school statewide. That would mean all of the state's English, math, and science teachers would need to calibrate.
This is not for the faint of heart. It's more work. We think it's the right work. Districts have to be ready, but there's no stopwatch running on this.
Even just to roll these tests out in the four districts that are doing the pilot of PACE, there are messy logistical challenges. For instance, teachers like Rochester Middle School's Cassandra Sweat didn't learn until this training session that they'd have to use one standard grading guide. Folks got a little testy.
We're not getting a chance to use the rubric that we're going to have to use for the assessments that we already created. That's where I'm kind of confused, because if we don't get to practice with those...
Dan Young, another consultant with the Boston-based Center for Collaborative Education, has been working to develop the PACE program and ran this workshop. He says there are a lot of moving parts, and the program is rolling out very quickly.
As I tried to explain, it's the messiness of trying to implement a statewide performance assessment in each of four separate districts at the same time that we're negotiating with the federal government to get a waiver.
That messiness will play out over the next few weeks as the districts administer these tests. But despite the fact that they're being rolled out at full speed and questions that come up are being sorted out on the fly, the teachers involved are optimistic. Jennifer Andrews, a middle school teacher from Rochester, says teaching to this kind of assessment is what gets her excited about being a teacher.
It's not multiple choice, and it's not about being a good test taker. It's about being a good learner and a good student.
Once the tests are all done in a few weeks, they'll be graded, then swapped to a new teacher in the same school and graded again, and then exchanged between the four districts and graded a third time. Then psychometricians at the federal level will pore over the results and see not just how the students did, but how these districts did in trying something totally new. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.